Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Them.
1954.
Yeah, same year as Godzilla.
They dropped the ball that time.
Yeah. I had never seen this movie before.
I recently saw it in theaters.
That's cool.
I texted you that they were running a double feature of Them and the original King Kong.
Yeah, that was recent.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
It feels more recent.
When you saw it at the theater, was the title in red?
I don't remember seeing a color title in the theaters.
Yeah, because this was red on the version you gave me.
It's actually red with a little bit of blue under it. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of cool and strange.
It's because it was originally planned to be a 3D movie.
Oh.
And they wanted the title to pop.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it was red when I saw it in the movie theater. I just don't remember. Hmm. But, was it a TCM? I don't remember if it was a TCM or it was just like... I think it was just like a movie theater thing. Yeah, I think it might have been white when I saw it. But same thing. Because the one that I watched most recently for this podcast was also written in red. There's like a little bluish outline around it as well. Yeah. And I guess they just got disappointed with the 3D effect on it, so then they scrapped making it a 3D.
First thing off the bat, I noticed with this movie. Is it reminded me of Rodan in that it's a mystery, and it like just kind of takes place in a small community at first.
Yes.
And the only thing you know is that there's this mysterious sound in the wind.
Yeah, I like that the movie gets set up like a mystery, mm-hmm. but you know, if
For
you
us,
saw
we
the
already
poster,
know. Yeah.
If anyone who saw you sees the poster. The poster for Them, it says a horde of crawl and crush giants clawing out of the earth from the mile deep catacombs. And they you can see that they're bugs.
Yeah.
If you can't figure out that they're ants because they have like pupils and stuff, mm-hmm. maybe, but you already know what they are. And it's always kind of like going, ah, damn. Like, how cool would it be? Like, I always like same thing. It's like when you first read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, mm-hmm. you already know that they're the same person, but the way it's written like a mystery.
Oh, okay.
And just weird coincidences.
Yeah. I think the first, the first issue
it's
of
like
Batman.
Superman and Clark are never in the same spot. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Even I knew it was ants and, you know, I had seen it before. I thought it was, I've seen footage from movies where it's giant ants, but they're real ants that are superimposed. And I thought that was this movie, but all the ants in this movie are giant puppets.
Giant puppets.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a black and white movie that you saw that was ants that are imposed.
It's one of those things where it would be like when you're watching Muppet Babies and they just splice in some old film footage.
Yeah. Okay.
Like something like that. Where it's always like if there's a movie and there's a drive-in theater in the background on the screen, you would see like just giant ants, but they would be like real ants photographed. I know there's you sent me another ant movie, and I think it's called like The Kingdom of the Giant Ants or something. So maybe it's that.
Yeah. Is that the color one? There's a color one that's got like Joan Collins or something.
I have no idea. My regular old American monster movie, I have not seen a lot of them. There's not a lot I've seen. I've seen like The Blob, and then that's probably pretty much it.
Like, yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, there was just like every now and then, like TCM will go through and they'll run a bunch. Like,
yeah,
you know, it'll be a feature in the month, and then I'll be like all these things, and it's like, oh, sweet, and just kind of like. a bunch of just cool things to like add to the list.
One of the first thing that happens in this movie.
Oh, Empire of the Ants.
Empire of the Ants.
Is the Joan Collins one. That's a Bert I. Gordon movie.
Does that? Do you know if that one has real ants in it?
I don't know if they're real ants. they might. I don't know if they're just blue screened ants or if they're stop motion ants.
I'm doing a quick Google image search. Oh, it's in color. Yeah. Oh wait.
Yeah, you got to do a video search.
Oh.
Oh Jesus!
I think I've seen bits of this. Maybe Mystery Science Theater did this or something.
Oh, there's a great video cover. Do you see the picture of that video cover? Of like it's like a head buried in the sand, and there's like Photoshop ants crawling out of her mouth and over her eyes.
Nope. Oh yeah, I see it.
It says "or," and then on the back cover, it's just like in the sand, just like an eyeball that's not, you know, just a random eyeball. And there's an ant superimposed over it, too.
Huh. These look like they're stop-motion ants.
Yeah, I think they're stop-motion ants.
That'll be fun. Looks like it's from the 70s.
Yeah, that's another thing. When we were talking, like, last episode, when we were discussing, like, does this count as kaiju?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a bummer, because, like, when we get into these things, which was, like, when we grew up, I don't. Did you remember Mother Nature Strikes Back Week?
No.
Oh, okay. So KTLA used to do Mother Nature Strikes Back Week, and it was 1 week of the year, and they would play movies, and they were basically like this, and so it could be like you'd be one of two things. Either it's going to be like there's a few of some animal or creature that grows really big and attacks uh-huh. people, or it's just that we get overrun with a ton of them.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, so in a way, in like my brain, I file these movies kind of in the same place.
Yeah.
But if it's just a bunch of tarantulas around, I guess that doesn't count.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll cross the bridge when we get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a female doctor, and she gets ogled pretty hard.
Oh, when she gets stuck in the train, the plane.
Yeah, and they're like,
"I'm stuck." He's like, "Can I help you?" She's like, "No, I got it."
If she's a doctor, then I want her to treat me for a fever, whatever he says.
Oh, there's that part. Yeah, there's another part where he says, "Listen, Dr. So-and-so says if it bothers you, just call me Pat." He says, "I'd like to."
Yeah, that kind of goes away pretty quick, though. Pretty much. Pretty much after the time where he like forbids her to go down into the ant holes, from that point on, she's just kind of treated equally.
Yeah, I feel like we're moving far ahead right now.
Yeah, so the mystery of this is pretty cool. As far as they find a little girl walking around by herself in the desert.
I think the little girl is great in this movie.
Yeah,
I think I love her in this movie. First, she's it's the image of a little girl walking in the desert with a broken-headed doll.
Uh-huh.
It's so great. And sets up, it's like, oh, this is kind of scary, kind of creepy image. And I love that actor. I can't even remember his name right now.
James
Arness? The guy who's like, who?
James Arness or is it Whitmore?
The cop. Yeah, Whitmore. James Whitmore.
Yeah.
He's just so, like, he shows up in a lot of movies. In the old movies, you see him a lot, and it's like, yes. Oh, I love that guy. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's the guy from Shawshank, too.
Oh, okay.
He's the old guy with the mouse. Who okay. can't hack it out in the world after he gets released and he ends up hanging himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this. So there's a part when like they get the ambulance for the girl and the girl's laying in the back of the ambulance and Gidget's dad is there and he's like, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we'll ride with her the whole way. And then the noise happens and she sits up.
Yeah.
And then the noise stops. She lays back down. And I was like, it's like, such a weird, eerie thing about it. I thought it was really great.
Yeah.
Hey, like, he has a little... He's really convenient the way he matches the doll head and the pieces of her
jacket. I couldn't tell what it was at first. I'm like, is it a scale? thought it was a scale and then a piece of clothing. Yeah. But it was the doll's head.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when I looked up James Whitmore, he's an EGOT winner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did he win his O for this movie?
No.
No, it's too bad. No. So, I didn't know why this movie was called Them and it wasn't just called, like, Giant Ants.
Right.
But I do like that reveal where the girl starts freaking out when she smells the acid.
Yeah, the formic acid.
Yeah, and she starts yelling, them, and she, like, gets into the corner. It's pretty cool. It's, like, it's a good performance. It feels real.
Yeah, there's this thing where it's like, and they also have to make sure that they made sure that you realize that all this damage is from it being pulled out, not being pushed in.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think you could tell just by looking at it. At least, you know, the untrained eye. But these are very CSI investigatory cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For working the desert beat.
Mm-hmm. New Mexico.
Yeah, and so this is a very this is what nuclear bomb testing does.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great line where a guy goes, when the doctor comes in, uh-huh. and they're like, hey, this is so and so, he's FBI, so watch your language.
Yeah, and I like that the doctor doesn't know how to use goggles.
Oh, the other doctor. Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't see. And yeah. And he fixed them for him, and I was like wondering if that was just if that was actually in the script, or the actor was like, well, we're going to keep it loose,
do a little bit of business. Because there's definitely a scene played for comedy later when they're in their helicopters.
And where he says, "You got to say over."
Yeah, he's like, "I already said it."
Yeah, totally.
All that stuff.
Oh, by the way, that guy, the guy who played that doctor.
Uh huh.
He played Santa in A Miracle on 34th Street.
The original?
The black and white one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Santa.
Didn't know that.
And when you look him up, that's the Santa picture is his picture.
I liked him. He was kind of goofy. But so they come up with a plan. They find out that it is ants. And they come up with a plan to kill him.
But they delay saying that it's ants for so long, even when they're like, huh, it's exactly as I thought. Exactly. What's exactly as you thought? Nothing yet? No, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be annoying about this, but I need to know for sure.
Yeah, and that happened.
Later he says, listen, if we say this and we're wrong, then it's no harm done. But if we're right, then we have a problem. But I was like, if you say it's wrong, no harm done, you still weren't saying it, you know?
Happened in It Came From Beneath the Sea. Where they wouldn't say the word octopus. they have this giant thing where they have this tentacle piece and they're like, this is a tentacle and it would, you know, come from a monster that's this big. But none of them would say octopus.
Yeah, and it's like, what does it take for them to admit it until finally it's like, oh, good, finally one of them shows his head.
Well, speaking of it.
So then we can all be like, it's definitely ants now.
Well, speaking of, you know, not, you know, talking about it, they take an awful long time before they say, we should probably call Washington.
Yeah.
Because they come up with a whole plan to defeat the ants.
Yeah. Which is maybe we can take care of this ourselves. Maybe we can just handle it and it won't be an issue.
So they come up with a plan to heat the surrounding area of the hole because they don't come out during the day because the doctor figured they don't, you know, like it when it's hot. So they're going to make sure all the ants stay inside and then they're going to drop cyanide gas bombs down in there to kill them all. And the plan works, but the only problem is a couple of queen ants have escaped.
Right.
But it's not until they learn about these queen ants where they decide to notify Washington, which is pretty crazy. They were just going to let this go. Like, if this plan worked and there weren't any queens, would they have ever told Washington?
No.
Yeah.
I at the point of telling Washington, I'd be like, hey, so listen, remember when we were like testing those bombs out in New Mexico? it made some giant ants, so maybe next time, ixnay on the nuclear esting tank.
I got really, really excited when they started mentioning the queen ants have wings.
Yeah.
So I was hoping for dog fights.
But, oh, that's a great idea.
But it didn't happen. But then I just, because that there's that pilot who's in the loony bin.
Who, yeah, I love, you know, he goes, oh, it scared me out of my pants. Excuse me, man.
But it was,
it's like, I'm sorry. Excuse me for saying the word pants.
Yeah.
And that was like, kind of like, and I don't have anything to hold up my pants. Oh. I did it again.
But that's something I want to see too, was a dogfight between flying ants in a jet.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, because like how we thought it was a flying saucer in the shape of an ant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked when they find the anthill, the hole. Mm-hmm. There's an ant there with a rib cage in his.
Yes.
Mandibles.
And it just finished eating it, and it's getting rid of the bones.
It's like a full intact rib cage.
It was just like Skull Island when the skull crawlers come out of the hole and spit up the bones.
Yeah.
But this was like, you know, a high school science room skeleton.
So
rib cage.
Are you familiar with the Wilhelm scream?
Yes, it's in my notes.
Okay.
Because it happens when he attacks. It happens when they attack. Oh, where did I put that?
The ship.
Yes, when they attack the Milwaukee. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Wilhelm scream at during the Milwaukee. But then it shows up like a bunch.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, oh, when okay. They're fighting in the holes. Yeah, yeah.
But before that, I just wrote down the note, Brownsville.
That's just funny.
It's just funny. I think that's if I needed to use the restroom now, I'm just going to say I got to take a trip to Brownsville. It's a poo joke.
Is that for the audience?
I don't know.
You don't have to tell me what's a poo joke.
What's the okay? So when
instead of poop,
when James Whitmore gets crushed by the ant towards the end, he also lets out a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
Like usually.
Yeah, well, I made the note of the first one we saw, and I was like, oh, I think they did it again, but they added a little extra to the end of it.
Uh-huh. So it was weird. I was
they just mixed it in.
Yeah, it happened like a couple times, and then with his scream, I was like, oh, I usually never hear it as a featured player. It's usually a background person that doesn't have any dialogue.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was...
I started Googling Wilhelm scream and seeing like there's like a bunch of compilation videos of people put out of like different places where it gets used, and just the whole thing like or like Wilhelm, the reason it's named Wilhelm is not the first movie it was used in.
Okay.
It was like there's like they just showed like the movies that, and like so the it was in this original movie. I don't remember what it says. You Google Wilhelm scream, it'll give you everything you need to know. But
it's like a cowboy movie, right?
Well, it was like a frontier movie was the first movie, and then Wilhelm gets an arrow in his leg in like the next movie that it was used in.
Oh.
And that's what it ended up being named after. It's a more prominent use of it. Like you, the other one is like a guy gets like attacked by like an alligator or something like that, okay. And he does. But yeah, and they were like, and I was like looking at it, like, and it's like, and. And the guy who did the scream, according to, I think it came from Wikipedia, is most likely Sheb Woolley, they're okay. saying. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's saying Purple People Eater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
So, that was interesting. So, I don't know.
I like the train. I like that the train... gets attacked, and the guy who owns the train or the conductor or whoever he is wants answers, but they were not giving him answers because 40 tons of sugar were stolen off of the train.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, you know, can you tell me what's going on? And it's just someone with a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny that they really
and
stuck
to stares ants. Off at him like,
Yeah. But they really stuck to ants liking sugar.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny. And they never really used that to, like, lure the ants. I thought that was going to come more into play.
Right.
But I guess they were able to trap the ants pretty easily. And then the ants go to Los Angeles, which I didn't expect. I thought the whole movie took place in the desert, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
The search for Mike and Jerry, the two little boys.
Right.
It reminded me of The Host.
Yes.
Like they're in that kind of that same sort of sewer thing. And but before that, okay, so the police are trying to figure out where, if they find out where this missing dad and the two kids are, or the dad was found dead and then the kids were missing.
Right.
And so they're asking people in the police station, they're asking a couple of drunk people and then a lady.
Right.
Who's arrested for speeding. Now, she said she was off visiting a friend, but she didn't want to say who it was because that person was married.
Correct.
I thought they were talking about the dead guy. That she was talking about the dead guy.
Oh.
Like she said, oh, I was visiting someone, but I don't want to say because he's married. And I'm like, oh, she knows the guy that died.
I went looking because I was looking up. You ever see like an old movie and then get a crush on someone? You're like going, wow, that person's really pretty.
Sure.
Who's this person? And you gotta try and figure out who they are and going through credits and trying to find out if they were in other movies and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So I have one in this movie.
Okay.
the woman who's the mom of those two kids.
Oh yeah.
In her first scene, there's a woman in the background.
Oh, okay.
And later, she's in the car with her when she drives up to the LA River.
Okay. I don't know who this is. Did you get a name?
Her name is Dorothy Green. I wrote a lot of names down because I went through the credits and there's certain things I wanted to point out.
Okay. I'm looking her up.
That's her. Dorothy Green, actress.
Okay. I don't see her in them, but I see. Oh, she has brunette hair in them. Wait, no.
Yeah, she has brunette hair.
Okay. Yeah.
If you go to her Wikipedia page, it's like her. With best wishes, Dorothy Green. There's like an autographed one. I'm gonna print this up like she signed it to me. she's dead, by the way. She died in 2008. But the quest to figure out who that was, because there's a lot of people who are uncredited in this movie. And I was like looking, first of all, there's a woman, Mary Lou Holloway, played a character called Blonde. It turns out that's the lady who was in the police station.
Okay.
With who didn't want to say the guy's name because he's a married man.
Yeah.
And Leonard Nimoy is in this movie.
In this movie?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
He's an army sergeant. The one he is when they after in Washington and they're talking about what has to be done and stuff and they're like they're monitoring for any police reports that or any weird things that are talking about
the like that. The sign, the kidnapping missing person, the unsolved murders, alleged suicides. That's him.
Yeah, that's him. He's that guy, and he's like, it's real TS, top secret.
Yeah, okay. A couple things. First of all, I was obsessed reading that sign because I got really excited when it said flying saucers, and I'm like, okay, if these are from space, this is awesome. But it wasn't. And then it was like suicides. I'm like, this is such a weird list. I was so obsessed with that sign, I didn't notice. And then he said, this is TS, top secret. And I'm like, has anybody ever shortened top secret to TS ever in a movie?
I know, because TS means other things to us.
Yeah. But yeah, I took a picture of that sign. Kidnappings, missing person, unsolved murders, alleged suicides, migrations of wildlife, thefts of sugar, syrups, and sweets, strange phenomena as flying saucers, strange odors, high-pitched sounds, unnatural things alive or dead. That's the list.
Yeah, and then like that's sugar.
You What's think with the syrup
that
one?
That might be like, that's a weird one, isn't it?
And flying saucers or sugar? Got it. I'll keep an eye out.
I like how all the reporters are looking around, going, "Hey, you got a lot of people in there." Secret stuff.
It turns out that the Queens are in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it's kind of sad. It's not as exciting as I was hoping.
No, they're just standing there.
Yeah, and then they get burned with flamethrowers.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when the army, they go, "Oh, the nest is in this tube." They figure out what tube it's in. So then all the army guys go out there, and they start shooting up and just start destroying the structure of that section of the drain. And then they're like, "Oh, careful, careful, stop shooting. You don't want to collapse it on top of the nest." And like, "Okay, well, now that we made it all dangerous, let's just go marching through here."
Yeah.
And like, pieces are falling on everybody. And just at one point, and then one guy gets caved in behind him. He's the only guy there. And the other guy's got to dig out to go help him shoot at ants.
Yeah. I did like they just shot the antenna. The doctor at the beginning was like, "Shoot the antenna," and then he's like, "Shoot the other one." And then they just kind of flop. The antenna kind of flop when they get shot. But
I like that not only they made a whole bunch of giant ant puppets, but then they lit them all on fire.
Yeah, that looked cool.
And just seeing them on fire and burning is just so great.
Yeah.
There's a moment at the beginning when the first ant shows up where the cop shoots at him, shoots all his bullets out. Then the FBI guy's shooting at him, trying to shoot the other antenna. And then the cop shows up. He grabbed the machine gun out of his car.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, we keep this around for bootleggers. Standard issue machine gun."
Yeah. I think the bootleg is.
Yeah, that same thing. Same thing. Same thing. When they're shooting the bazookas to light the desert on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember to tap my head. There's a part where I was looking up James Whitmore in this movie where they said someone said specifically that he does a lot of business with his hands when he's not talking.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
To draw attention to him when he doesn't have lines.
Really?
I didn't notice either, but I was like, wow.
That's funny.
Oh, police matron. What's a police matron?
That lady who was told that it was TS?
No, a police matron is the lady I have a crush on, but
okay.
Cuz her credit in IMDb is matron, and I was like, "Matron? What is Okay, a police matron. Women in a municipal police department who has the charge of women and children detained as in a police station." Or so that's what that's her job.
Okay.
She was a police matron. So the alcoholic in the bed.
Yeah. You look familiar.
There are some great characters in this.
Yeah.
The other guy. The
I
guy
liked all the drunks.
Being charged. Yeah, not the guy who's in charge of the sugar. The guy who got in trouble for quote unquote stealing all that sugar. Mm-hmm. Where I thought he was great too, where he's like going, What's the street value of a sugar? Yeah, because sugar. Everyone wants sugar so bad. I thought he was awesome.
And wasn't that a thing where they would take drunks and draft them into the military? Because I think it was brought up twice.
Well, I know that's a thing that the British Navy was famous for. I remember Robin Williams had a joke about it where it's like the British Navy used to get, you get drunk and you wake up on a British ship and be like, you're in the Navy, boy. Did you enjoy your rum drink, smart ass? It's from, A Night at the Met. Huh. An Evening at the Met, I think. One special, like the video of the special is called like A Night at the Met, and the record's called An Evening at the Met, and vice versa. That's very specific. I love this movie.
It's good. I really liked it.
I love that they made so many ants for it.
I was surprised. I was not like... expecting. I was expecting either weird, like live action superimposed ants or stop motion ants, but they were every single one of them was a giant puppet, and it was unexpected for sure. Yeah, it's definitely one that I think I'd put in the mix like every October.
It's definitely one of my favorite monster movies. It's just consistently great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching more of these too.
Yeah.
These kind of giant bug movies.
Yeah, I think the next time we come back and visit these movies, there's, because I was just listening to something where guys were talking about, there's the one that's the giant scorpion that they have faces.
Black Scorpion, I think.
Well, Black...
Does it look like
isn't Black Scorpion like almost like a superhero movie?
No.
I think like Black a woman. There's like a Black Scorpion movie that's like a woman. It was like a Roger Corman movie.
Don't know.
Oh,
you sent me a.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Black Scorpion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. They have faces. Yeah, that is called it's the Black Scorpion. Yeah. So there's a difference. There's Black Scorpion, and then there's the Black Scorpion.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, because they have really weird looking faces.
Yeah, they have like kind of a. Like sort of Tim Burton monster faces or something. They have big eyes and big mouths.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad you sent it over. I thought it was cool. And I liked that it was... It felt along the lines of like Rodan.
Yeah.
You want to talk about next episode?
Sure.
We're getting back into Godzilla.
I forgot we decided on. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to do Godzilla versus Biollante is the one that we're doing next. So it's Godzilla versus a giant plant creature. I wonder if there's going to be a message. I really do. Like this movie, like them had a message at the very end. It did that thing from the 50s where it said, you know, if we maybe we shouldn't be using atomic energy because it'll create, you know, who knows what other horrible things it'll create. And then it's the end.
Right.
So yeah, back to Godzilla next time. And then until then, go to kaijupod.com and that'll give you links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like and or subscribe and rate and review the show on iTunes and wherever you're listening to it. We're available in all sorts of places. And then, that's all I have. And no, until next time, I'm going to go to the LA River and play with my airplane.
I am going to go visit a friend of mine, but I won't tell you who he is because he's married.